Hey Health Junkies, Dr. Krause here. Just wanted to jump in and let you know about a new feature that I'm adding to the podcast. It's the ability to ask me questions. I've had a ton of folks tell me that they would love for me to cover their questions on the podcast, so I'm going to do it. So each week I will be adding a couple of questions that I'm going to answer to each of the podcasts. And if it's a juicy enough question, I just may dedicate a whole podcast to it. So if you're interested in asking a question, head on over to my website at drjkrausend.com. Check out a blue button on the right-hand side that says Ask a Podcast Question. Hit me up there. Or you can also access the button through my podcast notes also on my website. So head on over there, ask me some questions. I look forward to answering them soon. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, and today's episode is all about my personal story with exercise and how I've found it to be one of the most useful things in my life to help me with stress management, but also to find quality friends and have really good social interactions. So today I'm going to talk all about it and kind of my whole story, because it's been a long one when I actually think about it, and I think it might help some folks over time to hear about it, because all too often, and if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you've maybe heard me mention that over and over again, I have folks who are in their 40s, 50s, and they come in and they say they used to run, but they stopped running because of life and kids and work demands and maybe some injuries, and their health started to decline. And I can't help but think that, well, you know, running is hard on the body, yes, and most of us don't run properly, so it's real easy to get injured or have a chronic overuse injury, because most of us are running with the front half of our body and not using our butt enough, so we're not using our glute muscles. But the other big thing is I don't know what it is about running for females in particular. It's like crack in some cases for us, because it helps us to get away and work out our stress, but work out, you know, thoughts in our head. It's a way to think. And I've been there. I've been through all of this. But convincing folks that their exercise as they get older does not have to be running is a difficult process, I've found. And some people would rather do nothing in terms of exercise if they can't run. And that's sad, because unfortunately we have this idea that running equals healthy. And I've been in enough marathons that I've watched people run, and it's freaking disturbing how bad their gait is in terms of running and all of the different injuries that they're setting themselves up for. So of course today's podcast isn't all about running, but it's really about what do we do when running isn't convenient anymore? What do we do when we're trying to help with stress management and we're trying to find something that is useful for us, that fits into our schedule, but also helps us on a couple different levels? Because one of the most important things to think about when you're looking for a workout routine is thinking about, okay, is this going to help me with stress management? Is it going to help me with my weight? Because yes, let's just be honest with ladies, that we're always thinking like, ooh, if I do this new diet or I do this particular exercise, I'm totally going to lose weight. Totally going to be skinny mini, or I'm totally going to be whatever the idea in your head is. I'm going to get in my skinny jeans. I mean, it's there. I would be a fool to tell you that it didn't enter the back of my mind when I was like, ooh, I'm going to do CrossFit now. I'm going to be ripped and I'm going to totally be shredded out. Yeah, right. Didn't happen. Why? Because it's all about what goes in your mouth. I've admitted full on in this podcast that I do have a problem with overeating. Definitely do. Still working on it. And it'll be a lifetime struggle. But it's the fact that I'm working on it. And the fact that these things happen. And I'm a naturopath. And I know that a lot of people look to doctors and say, oh my gosh, well, you know, you, out of anyone, should be able to do this right. Well, it's not easy. And exercise for a lot of people isn't easy. I am going to straight up admit that I've exercised probably since I was in grade school because I had a coach, a swim coach, who was really into having us kind of cross training and doing different types of things like weightlifting and whatnot. And really at the age of 10, I was lifting light weights, not a lot, but lifting some weights. And I was also, in addition to swimming, I was doing all kinds of different things. My parents had me in ice skating. My parents had me in ballet. I was doing pretty much everything you could imagine, minus playing team sports other than softball. I wasn't good at volleyball. I wasn't good at basketball, but I definitely could play me some softball for sure. So the point being here is I think a lot of people also don't have that interaction with sports at a young age. Parents are too busy. Maybe they didn't get into those, or they have the opposite. They were pushed too hard in sports. And I'll be honest, my parents pushed me, no doubt. But it was different. It was different for me. I always found that exercise of some sort, movement of some sort, helped it lift my mood and helped lift my spirits. And I'll be honest that yes, while I was in high school, I was obsessed with different types of workouts because I wanted to be thin. I had this idea of what my body should look like. Thank you, magazines. We're getting better there. I am so happy to see that Athleta is now putting in full-figured models. And I think that's great because yes, a lot of us have this distortioned way of how we should look. And I'm the first to admit that I have always had a little bit of an issue with thinking I need to work out more so that I could eat more. And I've grown out of it in the sense that I'm not tied to that. When I was in high school, I seriously thought that I could work off the box of cereal I would eat a day as my treat. Because, you know, a box of cereal, if you do the math on it, it's only 1,200 calories, but it's still a box of cereal. So, sick and twisted things we do to ourselves. But now, in my older years, I have discovered that I still, in my head, will be like, oh, I can eat a little bit more today because I worked out. That is so. And why does that stick in my head? I have no freaking clue, but it's there. And so the reason I tell you the truth about myself is because I think a lot of the ladies that come in my office that are struggling with their weight, they're struggling with trying to get back out and be physical, also have a lot of underlying issues with mind, body, and stress management. And so really, when you look at exercise, what it's doing for us is helping to keep our heart rate in check. It's helping to keep our heart rate variability in check, the HRV. And in my previous two podcasts, I've talked about different types of things related to heart rate variability and stress. And unfortunately, I really do believe that stress is our number one killer, even though a lot of us don't necessarily think about our life being so stressful. It's, you know, there's not that much going on, you know, that terribly for us. But stress comes in a lot of different ways, and how we adapt to our environments and changing environments says a lot about us. And running for a lot of people is that caveman primal way to escape from the bear, which will release some endorphins, and you can get that endorphin hit. But unfortunately, with time and different loads on our body and then crap food, we end up getting tired. We end up just not being able to run like we used to. Maybe we used to be able to just get done with work or wake up early in the morning and run 3 to 5 miles. But then after time, we just can't do it anymore. We're just fatigued. We wake up in the morning and it's all we can do to just get the day going. And it's all we can do to just make dinner and get the evening wrapped up. And this is a problem. And it's sad because a lot of us, as we get older, don't have a regular exercise routine to help with our stress management, but we also have lost a lot of the social connection with friends that we used to have back in the day, thanks to social media, which, you know, a lot of us, we will text our friends and say, hey, how you doing? Or we'll message on Facebook Messenger. But unfortunately, that's not the best for the mind and for your heart rate variability. Really, the healthier individuals are ones who socialize with friends and move really a lot on a daily basis. Because what's also killing all of these folks who used to be runners and now started to gain weight as they've gotten older is they probably have some sort of a sedentary job, or they've fatigued themselves too much with burning the candle at both ends and they're couch potatoes now. And it sucks to admit that. It absolutely sucks to admit that to yourself. I think when I talk to patients about this, it usually provokes tears. And I get it. I absolutely get it. It is hard. But I think the big thing here is keeping in mind that running is not the end all be all. And I ran for years and years. And so here starts my personal story of exercise and what I've gained from it to help to maybe inspire somebody out there that they don't have to run to get that feel good vibe from exercise. And exercise doesn't have to be your traditional exercise. It doesn't even have to be exercise. In fact, it should be fun. And that's what I see with my weightlifting and walking and all the different types of things I do. It's fun for me. I love it. And I would hope that I can inspire some folks through my story here. So I, like I said, my parents had me in a lot of sports as a kiddo, so I was kept pretty busy, probably to keep me out of trouble, knowing the little demon I was. Just to keep me well-versed. My mom had me in ice skating. I also, like I had mentioned before, I played softball from a young age. I don't remember t-ball. I don't think I played t-ball. I think it was pretty much softball. From the get-go. I also really liked BMX bikes, and I used to hang with the boys and jump stuff and do all kinds of crazy things. I even have battle wounds on my shins to prove it. Battle wounds that ruined my modeling career. Just kidding. I'm 5'2". I was not going to be a model ever, unless there's short models out there, which I'm hoping Athleta starts to introduce some of that too. Then all the short folks will get some love. But that being said, I found that doing all of these different sports was useful for multiple reasons. Most of my friends came from the sports environment that I was in, but also I found that I just enjoyed going to swimming. I enjoyed going to diving. I also was a springboard diver in high school. I enjoyed going to these things, even though I had 5 a.m. swim team practice, and then I had 3:30 p.m. swim team practice again. I mean, there were 2-a-days, and I just enjoyed it. It was fun because I had friends to hang out with. And I think a lot of us, as we get older, we don't realize that we can find sporting types of events or groups, but we can also find different clubs of sorts. We can find different groups. There's a lot of running clubs, which, no. And I'll talk about why running is not the best, because most of us have gained some weight since we first started running, and most of us haven't changed the way that we run. And we run front-sided, so our quads and our hip flexors, and we're not using our glutes. But what do we use all day while we're sitting? Our quads and our hip flexors. And so we're overusing those suckers, and then we get hurt. And then we're out and not doing anything. It's important to cross-train. But that being said, I'm not hating on running, because I will give you a history of me running. So getting through high school, I was loving going to this really small gym that was in my town. Now, I'll admit, I was dating the boy who was the son of the owner at that time. And it was from when I was 15 to 16. And they had a karate studio right next door. And so that was pretty cool to watch them all do karate. I actually never did karate. I always wanted to. But for some reason, it was just didn't happen. I got into the gym and I got into lifting, and I just had so much fun. And there's a couple of reasons why I had fun. Yes, I love to lift weights, but I also found that if you go to the gym at the same time each day, you tend to meet the same people that go around the same time. And yes, people will come and go, but you'll get like a little camaraderie with folks. You'll be like, hey, Joe, how's it going? How's your day? And you build a social interaction that is like no other. Now, I look at this, and I can compare this throughout many stages in my life, and I'm going to give you guys kind of the breakdown on it. But I compare it also to my father. My father has never been into a gym a day in his life. He's 82 years old. He never would go into a gym. He would probably laugh at me if I tried to bring him to one. He's always worked on heavy machinery. He's always restored cars. He's always lifting something heavy and shifting things around, being creative in his garage. And if he can't get in the garage because something's happening, boy, he gets crabby. So you can see the mood benefit right there. But the other thing about my dad is now as he's older, he does, you know, and my mom's not around anymore. So he does look for social interaction and he goes to the bar. And while I'm not proposing that you go and find yourselves a neighborhood bar to hang out, you know, and go to that after you work out, that's definitely not where I'm headed here. My point is that it's social interaction. And because my dad lives on his own, and yes, friends come by and stop by, it's not the same as, you know, having your wife there all the time. And so going to the bar for him is a way to interact socially. And they play games in there. There's like the ship captain and crew game with dice. Don't ask me how you play it. I just know that they do and it looks kind of fun. And then they've got these little pull tab things. And yeah, he's dumping a whole bunch of money at the bar. But the point being here is it's social interaction because he gets to know all the people in there and it's the same people. So one of the things that I talk with patients that I know that have their favorite bars they go to, I'm like, you know, it could be the same kind of thing at the gym and you're moving, you're being healthy. So I told you about my experience when I was 15, 16 years old. Of course, that guy and I broke up and then I had to find a new gym. But that's probably when I started running a little bit more. In fact, it is, to be honest with you. And then I went to college. And college, of course, has a huge gym. And it's a little bit different. But yet, if you go the same times, you tend to see the same people. And you develop relationships with those people. Not right away. It takes time. Same thing happened to me when I was at Bastyr going for naturopathic medicine school. I found a small gym and I like the small independent gyms. And I'm just going to put that out there for all of you that if you're looking to maybe get into going to a gym and figuring it out, one of the things that I found is the independent gyms are much more friendlier and it's a smaller group of people in there and you get more personal attention, especially if you do some of the classes that they have. And especially if you go regularly to those certain classes. I will be honest with you, all of my closest friends that I can think about, besides about three right now, have all been made connections at a gym. And what am I trying to say here? I'm not saying like, you know, you got to go get new friends and on top of that, you have to work out. But I'm just talking about the component of social interaction and stress management together. It works really, really nicely. And the difference between a small independent gym and a big box gym is, well, if you get to know people, you tend to go more because motivation is a huge issue with working out. Some days, you know, I'll feel crappy and I'll be like, oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to go to the gym. But I'll be like, oh, but I'll get to see my friends and I'll get to laugh about something because there's always something that we joke about with. And even if I feel so crappy going in, I can guarantee you that I feel so much better going out. Even this morning, I was tired. I was kind of dragging this morning and I was like, oh God, I just don't want to go. But then I was like, I want to see my friends. I really want to see my friends, in particular the coach. My favorite coach in the whole world, her name's Meredith, love her to death. And she's a friend too. But the point here is that oftentimes I'll look more forward to seeing the people at the gym than actual working out. And that might sound kind of goofy, but it's social hour for me. And I think a lot of people don't really think about how life for them, you know, yeah, you socialize at work. Yes, you socialize with customers. I mean, yes, I socialize with my patients, but it's different to have a set of people who are like-minded, who are there for getting fit, feeling good. It's not a competition about who looks better. It's not about this or that. It's just, you're just going to get feel better. And I love that about my gym. And I love that about my gym in Colorado too. It was just a small gym, same kind of feel. And every single day that I went in, there was the same people there. And we would talk about our day and just BS. And I don't know why, but I think that does so much for your mind and stress relief more than going in and pumping iron. Yeah, I mean, obviously lifting weights and getting on a machine are useful. But there's just something about that like-minded camaraderie, but also just someone else to share your day with that's not related to you or isn't your partner or isn't, you know, someone directly related in your life. It's just fun to get out and BS. And I can't tell you enough how much my mood just increases so much when I go into the gym. Now, you might be thinking like, okay, there's no way in hell I'm going to a gym. You're crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, hear me out. When you're going to those big box gyms, you don't get personal attention. I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. You don't. And maybe you might get roped into some introductory training session with some trainer who maybe knows what they're doing or maybe doesn't. It's kind of a gamble there. But the smaller independent gyms, most of the time, the owners are involved in the coaching. The owners are involved, they're there. And you've got handpicked coaches who are amazing individuals who are there to motivate you. But not only that, they're just there to help you out, feel good, make sure you don't hurt yourself. Huge. Because what's happening when you're working out on your own at home? Or what's happening when you're working out just running on your own? Well, I'll tell you. I worked out on my own in my home basement gym, which I still have a basement gym to this day, and I will work out in it here and there. My husband hits it up all the time, but I do it on weekends. But I found that I was just getting bored, and I was watching different workout routines online, which I think are useful, like Fitness Blender and those different guys. But I don't know what it is exactly. Well, actually, I think I do know what it is exactly. There is something about the stress management side of things and being able to walk in and get a good sweat on, but also be able to let things go and just get to know some people and have a great time socializing while working out. If it's a social event, it's not so hard. It's not so bad. So yes, I will admit I do go to a CrossFit gym. You've probably heard me mention that over and over again. And yes, there are stereotypes about CrossFit gyms. And there's good CrossFit gyms and there's bad ones. And by that I mean there's friendly folks in the gym and there's not so friendly folks. You probably have to interview. And by that I mean go through some gyms and see in terms of what the people are like. It doesn't have to be a CrossFit gym. The reason that I have found this particular gym wonderful for me is not because it's a CrossFit gym. It's because of the community that's around the gym and how friendly everyone is and genuinely wants to get to know each other, but also genuinely everyone's kind of helping each other out through workouts. We have stressful workouts in terms of, yeah, you got to go a little harder. Yeah, you got to lift some weights. Yeah, there's, you know, a challenge in around every corner with the CrossFit, but it's not about killing yourself and it's about having fun. And there's other gyms that are not CrossFit-based gyms that are very similar. I've been to some amazing rock climbing gyms. I'm the world's worst rock climber, by the way. Just putting it out there. I learned it wasn't for me. But there's some really great gyms with a lot of supportive people in those environments. And rock climbing is an amazing workout. And if you've got people that you're chatting with, you know, who you see there on a regular basis, it's like your own little club. So maybe you're listening to me talking about this and you're going like, there's no way, I hate socializing with people, I don't like people, blah, blah, blah. Well, believe me, being a doc is hard because I spend all day listening to people and I, you know, there's a lot that as much as I wouldn't like to bring it home with me, I do, and I have to, you know, deal with that. But going to a group like this without having to sit and think through anything, just I can be me, it's wonderful. So my point here is that finding a group of friends that are new people and with a common camaraderie and a common goal of just staying fit can help you with your overall motivation for working out. Now yoga, there's plenty of yoga studios that are very similar as well. And so I think the component here is not that it has to be CrossFit, not that it has to be yoga, not that it has to be a cycling gym. It can be anything you want, whatever you find fun. One of my friends right now is working on a business plan for a gym that's going to be much like the American Ninja Warrior gym. So it's like a jungle gym for adults. How cool is that? I would love that. I would love to have a jungle gym for adults. CrossFit feels like that most days, but this would be even more. So, you know, there's all these different things out there. And depending on where you live, there's probably some amazing opportunities to meet great folks. Here in Tacoma, we have a gym called I Love Kickboxing. And heck yeah, there's a great group of gals that go there too. I know some of the folks from there. And it's another thing to think about. So I'm putting out all of the different options for you here. But maybe you're kind of still thinking like, okay, You've told me about your story of how you go to the gym and you feel so much better and you want to go there more than get a workout most days just because of the social group that you have. And, you know, really, that's a lot of effort. You just might be thinking that I'm crazy. And maybe you're thinking like, okay, how really well does exercise do for me if I'm completely fatigued anyway? Well, it has to do with going slow and ramping things up. It also has to do with a couple things. Because the more you move, the more energy you have. Take this, for example. How many of you have sat home on a Saturday and done nothing at all, and you look at the clock and it's 5 o'clock and you're like, man, I'm so tired. Man, what did I do with this day? Yeah, the more you don't move, the more tired you become. The more you move, the less tired you are. And yes, I don't care if you have adrenal fatigue. I don't care if you have fibromyalgia. It's true for everyone. Movement is key. Doesn't matter what the hell you do. You can bike on a stationary bike and that's movement. That's better than nothing. I'd rather that people were up and about and in nature as the basic one. Walking in particular. Walking is huge. Mobility, Tai Chi. That's another great way to work with your mobility. And there's groups of folks who meet in parks and do Tai Chi. Get to know some of those folks. That way you've got social hour plus you've got your movement and mobility. That's two endorphin hits right there. I know too many people that are like, oh, I need to run and get my endorphin hit. I need to get 6 miles in today. Okay, I don't have time to get 6 miles in. That takes me a while to run 6 miles, but at least I can get to the gym and be in and out in an hour or even shorter than that. But the point being here is going back to what's going to motivate you? What's going to have you feel good? What is a thing that makes you want to go there before you've even gone there? Jazzercise. I have some friends who do jazzercise, and I know some trainers who are jazzercisers, and oh my gosh, these are the most like energetic, cool people ever. If I had a jazzercise studio close to my house, I would go. I really would. It's kind of just, I don't know, the idea is just fun. Like it's a big old dance studio. If there was a hip hop, shake your butt, no judgment whatsoever kind of gym, I'd be down. Now, I suck at dancing, fully admit it. I mean, I did some Zumba classes back in the day, and I'm the one with 3 legs in the back tripping over myself. But you know what? I had a dang good time doing that. And I would look forward to when we did the Zumba classes in Colorado. I was in charge of a nonprofit group that helped Latina ladies work out. And boy, those ladies could shake it. You know, I'm here, white girl in the corner, like, oh my God, my hips don't move. Shakira's like, yeah, lady, your hips don't lie. This is terrible. And you know what? Whatever. I had fun. And so if you're thinking like, I have no moves, I'm going to embarrass myself, you're not. Really. Just go and do it. Get to know some people, you'll have some fun. Now let's talk a little bit about research studies, because I find this fabulous, all the research behind exercise and heart rate variability, so stress management. Really warming your heart because you're getting to talk to people, but also fixing your heart so that it's not so stressed out and that heart rate can remain stable versus crazy all over the place. Or it can go up high and then come back low and it can balance itself out faster. Meaning you don't take as much time to recover from stressful events. That's what exercise does. It helps you to speed up your ability to recover from exercise. There was a study done by Wake Forest University in folks that have congestive heart failure. And of course, these folks are going to be fatigued, right? These folks are not going to be wanting to do much. But 3 times a week of an hour of exercise with a warm up and cool down, and they walked on a track or they rode Airdyne bikes for 16 weeks. And guess what? Their heart rate variability improved. So their response to stress improved. There's another one, International Journal of Cardiovascular Sciences. This is June of 2017. 8 weeks of aerobic exercise in folks 60 or older showed heart rate variability improvement. This is walking, cycling, jogging, rowing, and dancing. Even dancing. Just turn some music on and break it down with some friends. Hey, I think it's super cool. The Indian Heart Journal, 3 times a week for an hour in 44-year-old diabetic patients. This was October 2017. It helped with their ability to deal with stress and it lowered their blood sugars. So yes, these are in older populations, not as many studies done in the younger populations, but it's still the same. We're the same bodies. And yeah, you know, the older folks, the reason those studies are being done so that there can be proof for why the programs work for rehab, for cardiovascular surgery rehab. By the way, I lied to you. I said my dad's never been in gym. He's been in the cardiac rehab because he had a quadruple bypass back in 2009. And so you know what? He did go to the gym then. Lied. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. It was a brief time frame because he was doing the cardiac rehab. But you know what? He did tell me he liked that. He liked the row machine. And now it's coming back to me. But normally the man would never step foot in a gym whatsoever because he's moving around working on machinery and whatnot in his garage to this day working on restoring cars. But the point being of this whole podcast was really to help anyone who's out there who's struggling with getting back into the routine of getting fit, moving, and really struggling with energy levels and struggling with just the sedentary lifestyle and lack of social communication. When I ask people in my office, when's the last time you hung out with your friends? Most people hem and haw. It's shocking. It's really shocking. And I'll have to be honest with you. I struggle to find time to hang out with my friends in terms of the friends who are not part of the gym. But you better believe it. I am going to the gym every morning because for me, that social interaction is huge and it is a great stress reliever. But I do make sure that I do find time with all of our different schedules to make sure that my friends can meet up with me face to face versus Facebook and Instagram and all these different ways of saying hey or perusing people's pictures. Let's put it this way. I love the concept of the gym too because your friends that you meet at the gym, they're going to be there at the same time every day. No one has to schedule anything. You don't have to look at each other's calendars and know, hey, Joe, are you going to be at, you know, the gym at 6:30 a.m.? Well, yeah, because we all, that's your commitment. You like going at that time. You're going to see them there. So there's no scheduling involved, which is half the battle in terms of making plans with your friends. So what am I trying to say here? What I'm trying to say here is that one of the ways that can help you to manage stress, become more fit, and deal with your moods, help you to be in a better mood, get more energy, is to find an exercise group that suits your interest. Maybe you have to try a couple different groups before you find one that you fit with or you jive with best. Because believe me, I went to a lot of gyms here in Tacoma before I found the one that I wanted to go to and the one that fit best with me. So my point is just to reach out and break beyond your little borders of, you know, hiding behind social media and your computer and, you know, doing workout tapes at home. Because, heck, it is hard to schedule face-to-face time with friends. But if you have friends at the gym and you all are going at the same time, well, what the heck? Now it's just built into your day. And you can kill two birds with one stone, or maybe like three birds with one stone, because you can work on your stress level. You can get some exercise in so you can work on burning some calories and mobility, and then you can improve your mood all at the same time. So I am a self-proclaimed gym rat for those reasons. Yeah, I like being fit. I like lifting heavy weights for sure. But really at this point in my life, and I'm going to be 40 soon, I am happy to just be moving still and grooving still and just having some great friends to hang out with every morning, because the gym shouldn't suck. It shouldn't be torture. And there should be some level of motivation that serves you. And it shouldn't be all tied to weight and weight loss. Ladies, stop beating yourselves up. If you want to go to the gym and you want to just meet some friends, have fun, and work on your stress and just moods, because really that's what helps us to not overeat, that helps us to not stuff our faces later in the evening, think of finding a group of like-minded folks to work out with, and the premise isn't about losing weight. Freaking stop thinking that. The gym, the working out, the exercise, it's not about losing weight. It's about staying fit for life. It's about being able to move. It's about being able to, if you fall when you're 82, you can get right back up and you're not having to use this button around your neck that says I've fallen and I can't get up. Nobody wants to wear that. You want to be independent. You want to be rocking it way into your 100s. So go check out some exercise groups in your community. See who you drive with. And you'll be surprised how your mood improves, how your motivation improves, and how you just feel better overall. So I hope that my little personal story injected in here has helped some folks to kind of think about the gym a little bit differently and perhaps maybe inspire you to find a program that jives with you and turn it into something much more than just working out, turning it into a social event that you look forward to every single day. Because if that type of motivation is behind it, you're going to be way more prone to do that and not waste a bunch of money on another gym membership that you don't use. And you know who you are out there. All right, everybody, you've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Thanks for tuning in to The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So, I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausend.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the Join Group button on our website at drjkrausend.com.